الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وقال تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة.
At the end of Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where He made mention of وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, that those people who are the imams of taqwa in this world, for them Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has placed two Jannah. And as we mentioned, one Jannah is the Jannah which, although man will himself understand, I never really earned it, I was never ever deserving of it, but to a slight extent it will be told to him that this is the fruits of your actions. But the second Jannah that will come with it is, as we go to the shops and they say you buy one you get one free, that in the second one there will be absolutely no nazar of because of any action of mine. That is only and only in the mercy of Allah. And where it was the demand of the people of taqwa, they made so much effort in this world, they abstained from every desire which was haram, a lot of mujahada they made. But as we know, there will always be majority, wa aktharuhum fasiqun, that fisk is a thing, the desire to do evil, to pull away from it is not the easiest of actions. So there will be many who will fail, some will fail completely and they will land up in kufr and they will be forever doomed to Jahannam. There will be others whose failure will be of such a nature that when their scales are weighed, then the good will be placed on one side, evil will be placed on the other side, and after Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then sees the condition of the scale, the decision will be made in that man's favor or against that person. But when that person will enter Jannah, he will enter with practically nothing. He will have just enough to get himself entered into Jannah. Thereafter, the cash to earn himself the highest places of Jannah, he will find nothing in his pocket. And then there will be certain people who will have to be put into Jahannam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in His mercy, to get a person free on the day of Qiyamah in this world before passing away, he goes through a lot of suffering. That suffering is meant so that everything gets sorted out here, nothing left. Certain people, however, the suffering in this world is not sufficient. So in the grave is told to close upon the person, to squash him a little, push, make him scared. Some people might even go further. And that fear that he will go through at that moment, that is sufficient for him. Some people, the grave will become dark. He will get very worried, scared. He will see azab coming. And that fear itself, and it will just stop there, and it will say, now all your matters are sorted out. And there will be certain people on the plains of Qiyamah where it will be told that what you had done, we left it for today. And that will be a very, very horrible condition of this. And if it has to happen that they have to be put into Jahannam, then also Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimullah said, in punishing also the mercy of Allah will be ghalib. in punishing also the mercy of Allah will be above. When normally the demand for punishment is that you can't smile at a person you're hitting. You are angry with a student, you want to expel him. You'll offer him a cup of tea. And you'll say, you know what, we love you so much, but we don't know what to do now. You'll show your anger. The demand of punishing is anger. But when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will punish a person with iman, Hazrat Murana Ashraf Ali Tani rahimullah said, rahmah will still be ghalib. And he explained it in this manner, that if a person is found guilty in a country for a certain crime, the judge is forced to agree to the court case that has been put in front. But he and the judge are very close. And he tells the judge, what are you doing? You're sentencing me for 10 years. So the judge says that if I don't, I'll lose my job. Everyone's eyes are on this case. But he says, you don't worry because you are going only for 10 years. And that 10 years also, when you go in, I'll try and cut it down. After you're locked up, no one bothers. I'll try and get it half, maybe 5 years. And I will tell the people there also in the prison to make a lot of arrangements for you, to be easy with you, nice with you, kind with you. Do not overdo it with you in punishing. And he says, and the day you come out, I will organize a good job for you. Your house will be ready. You will have a position like me. You will be part of the court. So as this person enters into his punishment, the idea of what he's going to get after 5 years plays in his mind. And just that enjoyment makes a lot of things go easy. And that is only a promise of a man. Perhaps he dies before the person comes out of jail. But where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes a promise, when a person is passing away, the pangs of death are severe. But at that time, he is able to see something. Asiya radiallahu anha, the wife of Fir'aun. She was a queen, and a queen normally, the queen of Egypt. The body of a queen becomes such, it becomes extremely delicate. Small things will cause harm to it, because it has never faced difficulty. When she accepted Islam on the hands of her adopted son, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun, where normally you're angry with the outside world, when you see Islam coming in your own world, then to show that if anyone else thinks of doing this, I'll make an example of you. So he brought whatever ideas he could bring, or whatever types of torment and punishment people could conceive in their minds, it was meted out on Asiya radiallahu anha. People would get tired punishing her. And every day Fir'aun would come and say, why are you doing this to yourself? Just leave this deen and I'll give you everything back. Ulama of tafsir have mentioned that as these people would leave her, the angels would come down and they would surround her with their wings, shade her, and they would start blowing on her. And then they would start telling her of her place in Jannah. And many a time the scenes of Jannah would be brought in front. And because of this here, that difficulty, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would make it easy. It has been mentioned in the books of history of certain people who went through great torture because of Islam. So at that time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala puts angels around their body in such a manner that the punishment inflicted on them also is made half, is made into quarter. Sometimes they don't even feel it. They are just managing. Where everyone else in the world will think, if I managed 1 second like that, it will be a miracle. So one person, he came out of such torture, and he mentioned that during that time, Allah had blessed me with such iman that now that I have come out of that prison, because of iman and Islam, he had to go through difficulty. He says, I have been blessed with the gift that the animals around me talking, I can understand they're talking. That level of iman. So Asiya radiallahu anha, as she was going through this difficulty, then the time when her death was close, at that time the condition of her body was such that whatever they were doing to her was causing no pain on her face whatsoever. And she started smiling. No matter how hard the shot was, it was only one smile on her face. So after many soldiers had tried to change her expression, they went and brought Fir'aun, that there is something wrong, whatever we are doing, she's feeling nothing. But before Fir'aun could come, she passed away. Ulama explained, at that time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opened up Jannah for her completely. And when a person sees Jannah, then he becomes immune to pain. Now when a person is going to be put into Jahannam, a person of iman, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahimullah said, although he will feel the punishment of Jahannam, it will be punishment, but for him it will be more that he is being put into a washing machine. He will be told before going in, oh, you are the king of Jannah. The angel will be soft with him, not hard, because he knows tomorrow you will be on the heights of Jannah. It will be told to him how many days you have to spend in Jahannam. It will be told to him the punishment will be made less for you. The mercy of Allah will be ghalib on top of that. His place will be showed to him in Jannah. This is promised for you. Just have to go through a couple of days like this. So he said, in that manner, Allah's mercy even for the Jahannami will be there. But when that man comes out of Jahannam, now he also will feel, what is there left for me in Jannah? Because when everyone enters, they always take the best. If there's a sale and people get there early, you come last. You never ever expect to find anything good. You will find the leftovers, the rubbish, what nobody else wanted. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. If there was only the highest of Jannah and there was Jahannam, then what would the in-between ever get? So Allah in His mercy made a Jannah which is lower than that Jannah. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. But in His mercy, in quantity, He explained that for those people, Jannatan, I have given them two Jannah. Oh, you, my servants, if you all haven't passed with distinction, for you also I'll give you two Jannah. Jannatan. Where it was meant, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Without the فَبِأَيِّ عَلَاسِ, if you count the verses, you will find 8 verses of what Allah is giving those people. And when it came to وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ, Allah has given 8 verses. That in quantity, you are going to be exact. And the eye normally looks at quantity, you will never understand what the quality is. How that man above is enjoying, the person below will have no idea of it. So he will not even worry, feel sad, why didn't I reach there? In this world you make an effort to get the highest. But if it happens that you do not reach, then Allah in His mercy even there does not want any jannati to feel, hey, where I came? What have been I been left with? Abu Talib on the plains of Qiyamah, he will be given the lightest punishment. But it will make his brains boil and he will feel, I got the worst. No one around me is suffering as I am suffering. A man in Jannah, no matter what level he is, once he enters into his Jannah, he will reach a level of feeling that no one in Jannah got something better than what I have. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. It will be lower, but you are going to get your two Jannah. And immediately then person will be happy, I'm getting two Jannah, but the quality obviously is not going to be as good. Where there in Jannah Allah said, Zawata Afnan, that the trees will be going far and wide. Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, Mudhammatan. That when you enter into the lower Jannah also, you will find the trees are as lush as you can ever imagine. Duhmun comes from the color black. When the trees are a lot in abundance and a lot of leaves, then from far they give the color of black. Mudhammatan. It will be as lush as you can imagine. Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah have narrated with a sound chain of narrators that a villager once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I have heard in Jannah there will be faqiha, there will be trees in Jannah. So what will be the condition of these trees? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man who will enter Jannah will be given tuba. In another narration, one Sahabi came and he said, O Allah's Messenger, Tuba. Tuba, glad tidings, which means in the English language, glad tidings. Liman ra'aka, whoever sees you and brings iman on you, glad tidings for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no doubt, glad tidings for the man who saw me brought iman on me. But then he said, Thumma Tuba, Thumma Tuba, Thumma Tuba. But I will tell you, Tuba, 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 3 times he mentioned. For the man who does not see me and still he brings iman on me. Meaning what Allah will give him. So somebody asked, what is this tuba? Is it glad tidings? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tuba will be a tree which has been placed in Jannah. If a person wishes to pass it, it will have a span of 100 years, meaning in length, tuba. The clothes of the people of Jannah will be made from its leaves. So here he said to that sahabi that a person of Jannah will be given a tree called tuba. So this person asked, and a villager, his mind is always, he's a farmer, he's a villager, he will speak of small things. Perhaps this will not make any difference to us. Majority of youngsters, the other day in the Jami Masjid, I was speaking of Jannah. So every day, the different qualities of Jannah, and how Allah tabaraka ta'ala has it. One old uncle then, he normally asks, can I ask one question? So he asked the question. He said that, you know, forget these other things, let's speak again about the hurs. He said, now we're old now, we've got nothing left of the woman of this world. At least you can describe to us what we're going to get there. So normally villagers, they'll talk about trees, fruits. Students of deen, when the hur come, you see, the eyes will open. What is that? But where man will be given in Jannah, all will be pleasures. And one will then push the other to make a supreme Jannah. So he asked the tree of Jannah, because he was a villager working with trees. He said, what will be the size of the roots of the tree? Because you are saying 100 years. So where will the roots be going? Because normally a tree, you will see its roots. If it goes into the ground, it spreads to be able to bring water for the tree. So what will be the roots? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him according to his mind. Whereas the explanations of ahadith regarding Jannah are just as an example. Man will never ever understand the reality until he sees it. He said, if you load your camel, you jump on your camel. Loading your camel means get ready for a long journey. And then you decide, let me make one circle around the roots of the tree. He says, your camel's back will break. You will never reach the end of it. That is that one tree where its roots will be spreading out. So he was very happy. So he asked, will there be grapes in Jannah? Rasulullah said, no. Obviously, you want grapes, you'll get your grapes. So he asked, what will be the size of one bunch of those grapes? We mentioned previously in this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw that bunch, and he said, had I taken it for my ummah, the entire world would have eaten, it would never have come to an end. So he said, what will be the size of one bunch? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have a crow, a black crow, and it flies for an entire month without stopping, then that span that it will cover, that will be the size of one bunch of grapes. So he was very amazed now. So he said, okay, forget the bunch, the one grape itself. What will be the size of that one habba, the one grain? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explaining to him on his mind. He said, did your father ever slaughter a very huge sheep and remove the skin from it? After the skin is removed from a sheep or goat, the Arabs would normally make a water vessel. And the water vessel is the size of the sheep, meaning this will be the head, then comes the body. It goes like this. So at the top, that's where water is put in. The normally that is closed. And thereafter you got that. It's turned around that way. The legs are up hanging. And this bottom part, whenever you open it slightly, water starts coming. So the size of the sheep will be the size of that water bottle. So he said, didn't your father ever slaughter such a sheep? And then he gave the skin to your mother. He said, make one water vessel. The Arabs were very used to this. He said, definitely a very big one I got in my house. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that will be the size of that one grape. So this man was very happy. He said, if that's the case, then that one will be enough for me, my children, my wife. I won't have to work, because the man, a villager, he always worries about that one grape. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, forget you, your wife, your children. You'll invite your whole family to come and enjoy one grape also. It will suffice for all of you. Meaning you cannot think what is going to be this Jannah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, mudhammatan, as lush as you want. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. They Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke of the rivers of Jannah, aynani tajriyan, how they will be flowing. So your man might find that maybe my springs, my rivers will have no josh behind them. They'll have no life, they'll be dry, little bit water. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, feehima aynani naddakhatan, with mubalagha. That you are thinking of small things, in the small Jannah it will be big things. Naddakhatan, it will be flowing with force. Whenever it rains greatly in this area, Gauteng, people go to the Valdam. Because they open up those dams, the gates of the dams. And because of the force of the water, you see how it's gushing forth. So that gushing with great force, that will be called naddakhatan. That just the sight of that water coming will be enough to make man happy. Feehima aynani naddakhatan. Fabi'ayyi ala irabbikuma tukadhiban. Everyone's eyes will be open on that day. Oh Allah, what have you given us? Feehima faakiha wa nakhlu wa rumman. There will be fruits, there will be dates, there will be pomegranates. Whatever man desires, the fruit will be there. And every time he tastes of the fruit, the next fruit will be something else. Which ulama have mentioned, they will resemble in name only, but in taste, there will be something you can never imagine. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And then, when man hears about fruits, as in the previous, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ, as soon as fruits were mentioned, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, after fruits, because man normally when he thinks of eating fruit, the enjoyment of a grape will come if another girl can put the grape in my mouth. Then it tastes different. So you will find always when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions fruits, after that he mentions who you will enjoy the fruit with. So he says, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. خَيْرَ, خَيْرَةُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. A woman whose akhlaq will be very, very beautiful. حِسَانُ الْوُجُوءِ, and her face will be stunning. Will be most beautiful. They will be the woman of this world. They will be the hurs of Jannah. خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, that when a person will enter Jannah, he will be given such a Jannah, so many houses, so many wives, that normally in this world, if a man has 2, 3, 4 wives, you can understand that at least he will remember their names. But normally when a person gets old, he forgets their names also. One person is speaking to his friend, he mentioned, last night we went to eat at a restaurant, very tasty food. So the friend asks, what's the name of the restaurant? Now he starts, it's got a nice name, what's it? Guy is giving him some examples, is it this, is it that? Couldn't get it. So finally he said that, you know what, there's a certain flower and the petals are very, very delicate and beautiful and a lovely smell comes out and it has its thorns. So the man's giving, say, rose, that's it, rose. And then he turns, he looks at a woman who's far away, say, Rose, his wife. Say, what was the name of the restaurant we went to last night? So where he forgot the restaurant, he forgot his wife's name also. But in Jannah, imagine if a man now has to think, I'm going to get so many women. Where will he ever remember where my house is, number one, where my wife is? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how you understand your one wife and your one house. And you never mistakenly go to the wrong house. A man in Jannah will have his compass exact. That he will always land up where he wants to land up. When he enters, the beginning of his episode in Jannah will be in this manner. That it will be said to him that you have 72 women created in Jannah. And there are two of the women of this world, where normally a man would have married two wives. And if he's a South African like us, he might have one, then maybe he will ask for another of this world. Because the women of this world will be the queens. So every person wants to have more queens. So minimum will be two of this world, 72 of the year after. So a person will be told, this is what you got at the moment, beginning, starting with, later on, what it's going to be, who knows. Those two will have virtue over the rest. Abu Ya'la has narrated this. Listen to this narration, it's a very, very beautiful narration. A man shall find with him 72 of those created in Jannah, two from those of the world who shall have virtue over the rest, due to their worshipping Allah. He shall approach one in a room made of a ruby. This is that khaymah, the tent which Allah will place, where there'll be a house. Normally a man gets tired of his house, he likes to go fishing, to put up a tent. The people of Jannah will like to go in their gardens. In their gardens there will be tents. But the tents of Jannah will be made of rubies. So one ruby this will be. He shall approach one in a room made of a ruby. She shall be on a bed studded with pearls. Covering the bed shall be over 70 sheets of silk. While with her, with neither becoming bored of the other, لا يملو لا تملو. He won't become bored with her, she won't become bored with him. And with him finding her as a virgin every time he approaches her. And without experiencing any lethargy, and without her becoming uncomfortable. Because, example, a man has to spend so much time with a woman. Normally in this world a woman will complain after that it's paining. There's a burn, now let us separate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannah, la tamallu, la yamallu. She will not complain of, la tashku, she will not make shikayat, la yaftaru, he will never become lataji. La maniya, wa la maniyata. There will never be an ejaculation also which will make his desire go down. It will just be enjoyment upon enjoyment upon enjoyment. So even if he has to live his whole life with that one woman, never coming out of the room, it will be more than enough for him. So while it's like that he is not going to get bored with her. Despite that, a voice shall be heard. The voice will say, we know that you shall never become bored with this companion. However, there are many others waiting for their turn also. So then he will now tell that woman, okay, excuse me. So when he will come out, then he will go. He shall then begin his rounds. And the first sentence each one shall greet him with shall be. Meaning every whoor who sees him, the first sentence she shall make salam to him, she shall say, Wallahi, there is nothing in Jannah more handsome than you, and there is nothing I desire more than you. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ What will Allah give? حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ There will be very beautiful women with eyes which will be beautiful, faces which will be white in complexion, حُور. مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ They will be covered in these tents of theirs. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explained, for every believer there will be a woman called Khayra, meaning a woman of lovely akhlaq, beautiful face. And as we mentioned, 72 starting with what, and what numbers will go after that. And for every of these women, there'll be one ruby tent. The tent shall have four doors. And every day at each door shall be left such gifts from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala which was never seen in the tent the day before. Meaning the tent shall be enjoying all the luxuries of whatever the people of those, the tent, the man, that woman will ever think about. لا ترحات ولا ذفرات ولا بخرات ولا طماحات. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the woman will be such, لا ترحات, that whenever man will come to them, he will never find them in a condition of worry, grief, sorrow, where women normally go through their moods. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad. But whenever he will come to her, she'll always be in a very, very happy mood. لا ترحات. وَلَا ذَفَرَاتْ وَلَا بَخَرَاتْ. Anyone who did Quduri will remember these two words. It comes in the chapter of slaves. Zafar, Bakhar. There shall be no foul smell from her armpits. There shall be no bad odor from her mouth. وَلَا طَمَاحَاتْ. There shall be no sign of haughtiness in her. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانْ. And normally now when man hears, he's getting all that day in this world, the natural thing is, if a man for many years never got married, and he's not the most handsome looking, he hasn't got much wealth, and now his mother says, I found one girl for you, then his expectations will never go to the sky. Because he will understand, according to me will be the girl meant for me. And if I am not handsome and I am not wealthy, I must expect also a second class, third grade, fourth grade. But then the mother says, no, she's a very beautiful woman. She's thin also, she's not fat. She's young also, not old. She's good akhlaq. Now he's thinking, everything 100, 100, 100. Then he says, I know what's wrong. She was married before. Because of that. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ. Where those people will get untouched women, you're also going to get untouched. Where your grade will be zero grade, but your class that Allah is going to be give you is the top class. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ رَفْرَفْ. The people will be sitting on cushions in Jannah. Green, abqari, wonderful cushions. Abqari in the Arabic language means the best of its class. Which has been mentioned, and as he sits on that cushion, then he thinks of a certain friend. Then the cushion will fly him to that friend. And he will meet that person. That person will sit with him. They'll talk. Some people will be talking in Jannah. They'll say, you know what? I had a friend in this world. He was like this. He was like that. He wasn't a person of Iman, but a rich man. I was very close to him. You will just think of him, Allah will open the scenes of Jahannam. But if you think of your evil friend of this world, it will be shown to you what his condition is today. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They'll be talking, asking questions. One man will say, I had a qareen in this world. يَقُولُ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. He used to laugh at me. He said, you're wasting your time in a madrasa. You're learning about Islam. There are things to enjoy in this world. إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. I told him one day we're going to die. He said, we're going to die and come back again. It doesn't make sense. So he's thinking about his friend. قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُم مُطَّلِعُونَ. The angel will tell him, you want to see where your friend is, look. And the gap will be brought short between Jannah, Jahannam. The entire veil will be lifted. فَطَّلَعَ. He will look right into Jahannam. فَرَآهُ فِي السَّوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. He will find him burning. He said, تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. Allah's qasam. It was so close that you were going to make me also fall in this world. That we were close friends. I almost gave in to what you were saying. I almost lost my deen. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Had it not been for the favor of my Allah, I would have been there today. I wouldn't have been sitting here. So as you will be sitting on the couches, they will be speaking. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahimullah said, whatever enjoyments they had in this world, they will be enjoying it on those cushions. They will be sitting and talking. He said, the people of this world, most of them will be enjoying fruits, will be enjoying foods. They will be speaking about things, soccer, cricket. They will be enjoying the woman of Jannah. They will be in those things. But he said, the Ahle Ilm, the people of knowledge, they will have one extra gift in Jannah which the other people will not be enjoying. And from that, they will be distinguished from the rest. That when they get on these cushions, now imagine what his condition was, what our condition is. He said, forget the jima, and forget the fruits and the foods. He said, the true lazzat of the people of ilm is, that they will get together and start discussing the masail of ilm. They will mention this Quranic verse, what is its meaning, and the meanings will start opening up. He says they will mention regarding a certain hadith, what's its condition, is it sahih, da'if, hasan, and that whole chapter will now open up. They will mention ikhtilafat, and he says that that man who understands the enjoyment of this, he will understand more greater than all the other things which people will have, he will find enjoyment in that in Jannah. And he will be special from the rest. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ Mubarak is Allah, Mubarak is the name of Allah. ذِلْ جَلَال جَلَال مِنْ ذُلْ عَظْمَةِ وَالْإِسْتِغْنَاءِ الْمُطْلَقِ He is so independent, he doesn't need us one but. وَالْإِكْرَامِ But in his kindness he wants to give us so much. How lovely is not that Allah? تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِلْ جَلَال He doesn't need us, so why did he create that Jannah? He doesn't need us one but wal-ikram in his love to honor his servants. He has made this entire scene that we have described. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us that we become true lovers of Allah. We reach the highest levels of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. In this world we enjoy the companionship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the year after we are blessed with it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.